Ship of Death by D.H. Lawrence. I sing of autumn and the falling fruit and the long journey towards oblivion. The apples falling like great drops of dew to bruise themselves on exit from themselves. Have you built your ship of death, or have you? Build then your ship of death, for you will need it. Can man his own quietus make with a bare bodkin? With daggers, bodkin, bullets, man can make a bruise or break of exit for his life. But is that a quietus? Oh, tell me, is it quietus? Quietus is the goal of the long journey, the longest journey towards oblivion. Slips out the soul, invisible one, wrapped still in the white shirt of the mind's experiences, and folded in the dark red unseen mantle of the body's still mortal memories. Frightened and alone, the soul slips out of the house, or is pushed out, to find himself on the crowded, arid margins of existence. Oh, it is not so easy, I tell you. It is not so easy to set softly forth on the longest journey, the longest journey. It is easy to be pushed out of the silvery city of the body, through any breach in the wall, thrust out onto the gray, gray beaches of shadow, the long marginal stretches of existence, crowded with lost souls that intervene between our tower and the shaking sea of the beyond. Oh, build your ship of death. Oh, build it in time, and build it lovingly, and put it between the hands of your soul. Once outside the gate of the walled silvery life of days, once outside, upon the gray March beaches, where lost souls moan in millions, unable to depart, having no boat to launch upon the shaken, soundless, deepest and longest of seas. Once outside the gate, what will you do if you have no ship of the soul? Oh, pity the dead that are dead, but cannot toil the journey. Still they moan and beat against the silvery adamant walls of this, our exclusive existence. They moan and beat, they gnash, they rage, they fall upon the new outcoming souls with rage, and they send arrows of anger, bullets and bombs of frustration over the adamant walls of this, our by no means impregnable existence. Pity, oh pity, the poor dead that are only ousted from life and crowd there on the gray mud beaches of the margins, gaunt and horrible, waiting, waiting, till at last the ancient boatman with the common barge shall take them aboard towards the great goal of oblivion. Pity the poor gaunt dead that cannot die into the distance with receding oars, but must roam like outcast dogs on the margins of life. And think of them, and with a soul's deep sigh waft nearer to them the bark of delivery. But for myself, but for my soul, dear soul, let me build a little ship with oars and food and little dishes and all accoutrements dainty and ready for the departing soul. And put it between the hands of the trembling soul, so that when the hour comes and the dark door closes behind him, he shall slip down the shores invisible between the half-visible halls to where the furthest and the longest sea touches the margins of our life's existence with wincing, unwilling waves. And launching there his little ship, wrapped in the dark red mantle of the body's memories, the little slender soul sits swiftly down and takes the oars and draws away, away, away.